This is Sunday morning, 4:25:21. I have a couple of older prophet corners I want to address that the Lord brought to my attention yesterday. I'm not going to read the scriptures and everything in them, just kind of go over it to give you the word that he gave me yesterday morning. The first one I want to go back to, this was on October the 18th, 2020, and it's the title of it is, Time to Cut Off the Head of the Giant. It says here, you're wanting the reward of the warrior, but the Lord says to you this day, I cannot reward you the victory of the giant's head unless you come out of the foxhole. And this is my own thought. As the Lord was saying this to me, I remember something that Brother Hagin used to say, you're waiting for it to fall on you like ripe cherries from a tree. And I can see the difference between kingdom theology and dominion theology that we were just talked about. I can see that kingdom theology is more like we're going to get all these benefits, but we do nothing. But dominion theology says, you do something. You take it. I think it's going to be more like a, you take it. Isn't that usually been God's way? No, says the Lord, it will not fall on you. You must fight for it. It's called the good fight of faith. The armies of the Israelites ran from the giant and jumped in the foxholes, cringing in fear. Fear ruled. See, anytime somebody's got something wrong, they run to the doctor, they run to the prayer chain, they run to here, and they run to there instead of engaging the enemy. David talked his faith and walked his faith. This is a good fight of faith. Faith ruled. Are you well today? Are you acting like you are well today? What would you be doing if you were well? Are you doing that? What camp are you hanging out with? Camp Fear or Camp David? Jesus said to the lame man, rise up and walk. Based on their fear or faith they received that day. You're looking for a physical change, the Lord says, I'm looking for a mental change. It's all here. No matter what you see out here, it's all here. This is the game. If Jesus physically walked up to you today, he would still expect you to act on your faith. The man, the lame man, he had to get up. Fear keeps you in Satan's illusion, or you could say delusion. Faith takes you out of the delusion into faith. It all has to do, not with the physical, but the mental. Unfortunately, many will never come out of their foxholes because they gauge whether they're well or not. Well, if it disappears, I'll know I won't have the surgery. Instead of, well, what's the difference? All right, the second word here is called the giant killers. This was on February the 14th, 2021.
You mean make this separate?
No. There are giants in the land, so what else is new? What are you going to do about it? Wring your hands and say, oh, what am I going to do? Why, God, why? When, God, when? Why, God, don't you do something? He said, well, why don't you do something? When, God, are you going to do something? When POTUS... When are you going to do something? The president's just left us high and dry. And I have to admit, after the stolen election, I kind of felt that. Everybody did. He hadn't left. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's behind the scenes. But he's waiting for you to do something. This is your country. The Lord says, when are you going to do something? I have given the dominion over the earth to man. Man has his say by speaking to the mountains that stand in the way, or by not speaking to those mountains that stand in the way. Now is the time to throw some rocks. Rock throwers take down giants. The rock is my word. A simple rock will take off the head of the giant. Pick up your rocks and take out the giants in your domain and across your land. Never settle and just get used to the giants because, in other words, put up with them for they aim to take you out. That's what's happening in this country right now. And people are starting to realize, well, bless God, if the president ain't going to do nothing, I'm going to do something. This is just exactly what they want them to do. We the people of the United States of America. They work for us. Pile up those rocks in your heart. This is how you occupy the land. I will show you when it's time to release them, and when you do, it will be just like when David did it and disabled the giant and severed his head. The head represents authority. When the head is gone, there goes the authority with it. Every generation have had to face the giants. Some just put up with them and left them for future generations. Thanks, Dad. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I'm saying, you know. This is where you sit today. Generations of the giants have not been dealt with, and they are reigning instead of my people. There was a reason I told Israel to go in and clean them out and keep them out. You're the last giant killers as this age closes. Most do not even know, have the concept as believers that they have a part that they should be playing in this. Many have fought in natural wars, but they forget to take out the hidden enemy. Yes, the real enemy. Yeah, the natural military seems to be very glorified. But the real warriors. I'm always saying, well, you need to stand up and take out them scumbags and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going, they just don't even realize that the spiritual warriors are the ones that are really calling the shots and are really bringing down and making it easy for them. If they only knew. Don't tell me I need to stand up. I'm doing all I know to do. Not everybody's going to do the same thing. We're all in different places in this. You are the generation that will see the giants taken out and locked away for 1,000 years. When Satan is loosed again, there will be a very destructive war like has never been seen on earth that I will stop. Now, maybe you can understand that most, even teachers and preachers, have not discerned this time sequence. Many are thinking that it's not that time because they think it is before the 1,000 years, but it is after. If every generation would have dealt with the giants of their time, things would not be as they are now. Because men have not obeyed me or rightly divided my word, you're now seeing generation after generation of evil. Lord said this to me this morning. World out of order, church out of order. But he reversed it. He said, church out of order, world out of order. Massive strongholds of wickedness. This is why it's taken a while. Don't point a finger at anyone else, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. The pressure you're feeding is because I gave a warning that if the people did not deal with them, the giants would become pricks in their eyes and thorns in their side. You're winning the war. Be encouraged. The scaravan is causing the sleepers to wake up to the times and seasons they are living in. There will be another swamp after the 1,000-year reign because Satan has been loosed, but rejoice that men will have 1,000 years of peace without Satan's influence and harassment. Those in the coming day will again have a choice, just like you have had. Another line will be drawn in the sand. All right, this is the word for today. Nope. 421:20, it's called You Are a Giant Killer. This all goes together. This is what the Lord...
What's the title of this one?
You Are a Giant Killer. This is what the Lord said to me. View the symptoms that come against you as a Goliath. View your Goliath like David viewed his Goliath, just like Paul viewed the viper. Shake, shake. Day after day, the giant Goliath would come out and with his boastful words instill fear in the Israelites. The Israelites would run and jump in the foxholes for full of fear. My servant David was not deterred by that. He said, he is no different than the lion and the bear. He talked back to the giant. He didn't run in fear, but said, this day I'm going to take off your head. He did not run away, but ran towards that giant and ignored all his boastful words and took off his head just as he said. It was just like the lion and the bear. What comes against you is also a messenger of Satan sent to buffet you, for you are warring a good warfare. You are effective, and his aim is to stop you, for you are messing up his house. I did not send Satan to buffet you. He did that on his own. God hasn't put you in this situation. Now, he's allowed it to see what you'll do. But he didn't do it. He didn't send the messenger to Satan. Get that thinking out of your head. I have given you grace to be able to stand, to withstand him. Learn to see it this way, and it will cause your heart to be merry and not sad. Stand up and be not intimidated, as I was with David and with Paul, so I am with you. We saw that Paul didn't stay under that, oh God, take it off of me. God, please, please, please take it off of me. He went on about his business. Time for you to be the intimidator. This is where Paul went from asking me to rescue him from to shake. He was so familiar with the Goliath that showed up that he just got to where it was no big deal, and he was able to shake it off without any it not compromising him mentally. Most of the time, it shuts you down for a few days, trying to fight your way out of it. I say to you today, you are a giant killer. Avoid those mental lists that you go through when you are met with opposition. Recognize it as a challenge because that the enemy has sent to try to get you to back off from your stand. In other words, well, I must have done something wrong. I was ugly to that lady. I said something ugly. Oh, I didn't act right. Or, oh, I wished I'd... You have those mental lists you go through? Well, I better make that right. You know, I probably said something wrong. Oh, that's crap. No longer run away, but stand. He's doing anything in his... just like the deep state's trying to get this election messed up or counting the votes. They're doing everything to try to stop him because the dominoes are fixing to fall big time. He'll do anything to try to deter you, to get you to back off your stand. Ephesians 6, the armor of God. It's stand. It's all a mental battle. We're going to read that. No longer run away, but stand. I said that I would not let you fall, and I meant it. I have made you more than a conqueror. Ephesians 6. You're going to see it is mental. What you feel is physical, but I'm telling you, this battle is mental. The weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every what? Right thought, imagination that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity. So when you realize that and know his game, you bring that into captivity and it just falls to the ground. Okay, Ephesians 6. Verse 10, finding my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That is your mind. First piece, your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. When this is stable, you can be unmovable, unshakable. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Why does he hit your mind? So you'll be like this. You know, what James talks about. The wavering. You're wavering in your mind. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. Double-minded. When you're single-minded, you're sure-footed. You're not going to be taken down. When this is stable, everything else will be strong. But this, if this isn't in place, then it's going to work. It's not going to work. Above all, taking the shield of faith, we wish you I'd be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. You can't use your faith unless you're stable in your mind. It's not going to happen. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. This is what I said to you in a previous word. Satan brings the battle to your mind. Use your spiritual weapons to defeat him. You got to get that mind calm, under control. Then you can act. Then you can stand up with your armor on, and you can win. But if this is all over the place, you're not going to be able to do it. Okay.